let's see, the wife of Abraham, you know, in the Bible.
Rebecca? No, Abraham's wife. Ooh, I don't know my Bible.
Or it starts with the S, and Sally's a nickname for it.
Sarah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Sarah.
The only other Q I had there was Sara Lee. did you ever have a name, or maybe your folks maybe had a name, or your parents or grandparents for a preacher that was not really trained and didn't have a regular pulpit? He just preached here and there.
He's just a jackleg preacher.
Jackleg preacher. Ever heard that term jackleg applied to lawyer or doctor?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All three, doctor, lawyer. I suppose anyone, an amateur, or who was not trained for a job.
That's the thing that jackleg means, and just kind of an amateur.
Yes.
Somebody not
untrained.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember during the war between the states, the commander of the Southern Army was who?
Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm. And if you addressed him, you would address him as
General Lee.
Mm-hmm. And remember the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken as
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders made all that money after you were at retirement age. Yeah.
Right.
What do they call the man in charge of a ship? What's he usually called?
It's captain.
Hmm? Have you ever heard that term used in other situations? Captain.
Well, captain of a football team, or police captain.
Have you ever heard blacks or colored people address their employers that way? Mm-hmm.
Captain.
Mm-hmm. Captain.
Yeah.
Would they ever use it for anybody besides an employer?
Oh, I suppose they addressed most white men that way.
Mm-hmm. Any other
case, middle age and
any other way they might address white men?
Well, the older ones who were first generation after slavery days said Marson.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mars.
They were calling him Boss?
Boss, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the man, Miss Clark, works in the probate. Who's the man she works for in the probate office?
The probate judge is Leland Enzo.
Mm-hmm. And you would address him as?
Judge Lenzo.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see.
Judge.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a person who goes to college to study?
A student.
Yeah, I guess as opposed to the student who goes to college for some other reason, I guess.
I want to go to college to play and have a good time.
Yeah. What would you call a person, the same person in high school? Would he still be a student?
He'd be a student.
What about in grade school? Little boy, little girl?
He would be a grammar school student.
Or anything else you might call him?
A first grade student? No,
You ever heard him called pupils?
Pupils, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did any older people maybe call him a student anything besides student or pupil? You might have heard your grandmother or granddaddy use something. Did you ever hear him called scholar?
Scholars.
Did that mean the same thing as student, maybe?
Yes, it would, right. A scholar would be the same as a student.
Oh. What do you call a person, say, employed by a businessman to look after his private correspondence and type?
A secretary.